Is it Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. Good to hear, man. Yeah, we'll take up much of your time here. Just the reason I called is you guys did some work with Wells Fargo over there a couple of years back. Does that sound familiar?
No.
No?
All
right.
No.
Yeah, at least a couple of years back. Looks like May of 2014. But maybe you didn't deal with that directly yourself. But your business had a pretty good relationship with them over there, and that allowed us to give you a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to see how business has been for you lately.
Oh, we're busy. But who do you say you're with?
I'm actually with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. Yeah. You've been busy, though?
Yeah, we're busy. But where are you located at? Are you around Colorado or out of state?
Actually, out of state, but we're over here on the West Coast. We're in San Diego, California. So, you guys looking to possibly bring on some new equipment here years in, take advantage of some write-offs over there, or anything like that?
This time, probably not.
No, not this year? Alrighty. No worries.
I'm always looking at stuff, but I've had numerous people calling here lately, and I just don't like their interest rates. So.
Okay, what typically on equipment is what you finance for, or are you looking like capital side, too? Right.
Equipment primarily, possibly capital, but equipment primarily.
Okay. Yeah, well, no worries. I know interest rates typically, you know, can be high sometimes. What about, what would you possibly be using capital for? Just for some purchasing power there, or have a little extra cash on hand?
Purchase equipment.
Purchase equipment, okay. Well, right on. Well, I know you're not looking to do anything right now, but, I mean, what I could do for you, I know you're interested in what the interest rates look like. We could get you get you a pre-approval over here, a set pre-approval to where you know exactly how much you can spend with us, and also your rate and everything.
I was gonna say, what's your standard interest rate on equipment right now?
Actually, since we're a little bit of a smaller bank, we're not like the larger nationwide ones. We kind of jump through all the hoops for you over here and try to align you with the best program we think would make the most sense for your business. And so we don't offer like a straight set rate, but we do have we work with like credit tiers A to D, so they really vary substantially. But typically, they start around the mid-single digits, if you were looking for a number along those lines.
Okay. All right. Well, if anything changes, I'll sure get in touch with you.
All right. Well, hey, Scott, let me grab your email. I'll shoot you over my information. You can have me on file. That way you can keep that. And, you know, I'll shoot you a call a couple times a quarter, see if anything's popping up over there.
All right. S is in Sam, V is in Victor, ANCARA.
AOL.com. All right, Scott, well, I'll shoot one over your way. It'll have a summary of the offers. But just know that that equipment's good for both new and used, and you could buy that from whoever you want, third or private party, so anything like that. And then capital is just unsecured cash there, so if you need 50K or so to get some jobs started or something along those lines, we're good. We got a quick and simple process here. Usually funds in about 48 hours there, just a one-page application. So
okay.
Keep that in mind. If anything pops up, feel free to shoot me a call. If not, I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right, Scott. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.